Gracias, señor vicepresidente.
Thank you, Vice President. My delegation wishes to very warmly welcome the distinguished delegation of St. Lucia. We are grateful to St. Lucia for its second report, and we pay tribute in particular to the work undertaken with support from Mexico for access to water and sanitation, which will without a doubt make the lives of the population better. We wish to underscore the strategic housing plan of 2011, as well as the development programs aimed at addressing challenges faced by the unplanned development of the country. We welcome the information with regard to the parliamentary review of constitutional issues such as corporal punishment and the death penalty, in line with international human rights obligations. Vice President, Panama wishes to make the following recommendations. Firstly, adopt and implement a national policy for persons with disabilities, particularly safeguarding effective access by children with disabilities and their involvement in all parts of society and public life. Secondly, promote gender equality in education, seeking to ensure that gender can be mainstreamed into education as a mandatory part of the curriculum and the training for teaching staff. Thirdly, we urge St. Lucia to take all necessary steps to complete and conclude and adopt the law on domestic violence and the rights of the child with submission to the Cabinet of Ministers. Lastly, my country wishes to wish St. Lucia every success in implementing the recommendations accepted during the second Universal Periodic Review.